Council say criticism of local plan unwarranted. The planning inspector's conclusion on a local plan jointly created by two Oxfordshire councils have been described as unwarranted and lacking coherent explanation. Councils submit a local plan every 4 years, which sets out how much housing and infrastructure is needed to meet demand and where it should go. In an open letter, South Oxfordshire and Vale of Whitehorse District Councils criticised the planning inspector's recommendations to withdraw the joint local plan. The inspectors argued the plan did not sufficiently meet the duty to cooperate with Oxford City Council. The council said any decision to withdraw would need to be made at full council meetings in December at the earliest. David Ruane, leader of South Oxfordshire District Council, said, "I'm dismayed that after several years of diligent, careful and collaborative hard work, our positive, innovative joint local plan that works towards genuinely sustainable growth could be undone by inspectors' conclusions based on an out-of-date policy and misinterpreted legislation. I am not aware of another emerging local plan in Oxfordshire that so encompasses and embraces the vision set out in the Oxfordshire Strategic Vision, which all our councils signed up to as our joint local plan." The councils raised several concerns with the inspector's finding. They noted errors in the inspector's letter, including references to the Oxfordshire housing market area, which is no longer used in housing. They also disputed the interpretation of what constitutes a strategic matter under planning law, arguing the inspectors failed to identify specific significant impacts on Oxford as required. The council said the inspectors relied on Oxford's withdrawn local plan 2040, which suggested a housing shortfall without accounting for the 6,780 homes already included in the joint local plan to address Oxford's unmet need. They added the inspectors downplayed work led by Oxfordshire County Council in 2023, showing Oxford's unmet need was fully addressed, favouring a note by Oxford City Council, which said it was not. And although not mentioned in the article, there's a photograph of Councillor Bethia Thomas.